Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says the call came in the early morning hours of June 14th. They later determined it was a call from an unknown number in Texas. When officers arrived at the house on Cook Drive, Carpenter says there were three Hispanic men sitting in a car outside the home.
People call and say that they said that somebody had been shot in the residence. We responded there. Obviously, officers secured the people in the car. I don't believe anybody was arrested. Nobody was taken into custody other than maybe temporarily secured so that we could, you know, make sure that they weren't involved in it.
Carpenter says a similar call came in during Sundance last winter, claiming a man in a home in the Colony had killed his wife and would blow the house up. He says this recent event was also a scam call.
They'd done nothing wrong. Victims, really, of a terrible, terrible prank, if lack of a better term.
In this latest incident, Cook Drive resident Owen Weinman says he was going to bed when the Park City police arrived sometime around 1 or 2 a.m. He says what he observed was disheartening.
And then all of a sudden, the street right in front of my house flooded with police lights and screaming. And I looked outside, and there were maybe about 15 to 20 police officers running down the street after a man with their weapons drawn, I do believe. One woman police officer was screaming at someone to get out of a car, swearing, saying, you know, some pretty obscene things. I don't believe any of the people they were arresting spoke any English.
Weinman says he saw a team of about five officers take people out of the house and put them into patrol cars.
I don't recall exactly how the conversation went, but I remember asking what was going on. He told me to go back inside. I told him that I didn't agree with what I was seeing, that none of these people were being read any rights, but they were being arrested, and no one there spoke Spanish to read them their rights in the language they understood, and he just kept telling me to go inside.
Weinman says he thought if he was out there during the incident, the officers would be more respectful to his Hispanic neighbors.
It's kind of obvious how things like this turn out when there's no white people involved. I just hope that maybe my presence there would, I don't know, maybe convince them to conduct themselves in a more police-like manner. These officers were screaming at these people, like swearing at them, and treating them very disrespectfully.
Weinman says some of his neighbors are not distinguishing this incident from a previous ICE raid done on his street.
Was that they believe that this was kind of an excuse just to raid one of their houses.
Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk says there was one Spanish-speaking officer participating in the June 14th incident. He says all occupants of the house were detained and interviewed in Spanish by Officer Carrillo. Kirk explains when there's an indication that a gun was used to shoot someone, there will be a lot of shouting of commands and guns will be drawn.
Individuals that they were interacting with were occupants of vehicles, and they were pulling up their vehicles and shouting commands to show your hands and, you know, exit the vehicle and those kinds of things. And at that time of the night, that's going to cause, you know, an extra level of disturbance when you have something like that occurring. And there were, you know, upwards of 10 officers.
KPCW has not obtained a copy of the full report. A government records request is in progress. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.